Dubai has always been a nexus where the East meets the West, offering a melting pot of opportunities that provide and bridge cultures, industries, and actually these days also sustainable initiatives. And today I have two very distinguished speakers who will share their insights, and I'm absolutely delighted to welcome Bernd van Linder, CEO of the Commercial Bank of Dubai, and Satya Tripathi, Secretary General of the Global Alliance for a Sustainable Planet. Welcome both, delighted to have you here. Bernd, I would like to start with you and ask you an obvious question. Why have you chosen to co-host this wonderful event?
Thank you. It's a wonderful event indeed, and we're very proud to be the co-host. The main reason was expressed very well by His Excellency the Governor. These are unprecedented challenges. And whatever effort we can take to make sure that everybody is aware of this and that everybody is aware of the fact that we have to take joint action, we will support. So that I think is our most important reason to be here. Secondly, as Commercial Bank of Dubai, we have been operating in the UAE for over 50 years. We are here to back the nation's ambitions. We are here to back our clients' ambitions. The nation has clearly expressed its ambition, its target, to be carbon neutral by 2050, and we are there to back that ambition, and we will continue to do so. Thirdly, lastly, but equally important, we are a bank that is focused on innovation. We have been working with the IFC in the past. We're working with the IFC as we speak today. We're running our sustainability hackathon with the IFC. We will be a founding member of the IFC Launchpad, and it's really important for us to continue that tradition of innovation. So it's a combination of reasons.
Thank you very much. And I think, as you mentioned, this is a wonderful event that brings people together to share ideas and collaborate. And building on that, Satya, I will turn to you. Obviously, you have a lot of experience in forging global partnerships around sustainability goals. Can you please tell us a little bit more about how do you see Dubai effectively leveraging partnerships and building those partnerships for common goals?
Thank you, Amal. And good to be here, and thank you for organizing this amazing event. I have attended numerous of these events, and I always walk away richer, both with ideas and potential partners. So that, and I'll share my experience with DIFC organized events in a little bit. It'll be a very good thing to share here. But more importantly, coming back to your question, let me start by using a Spider-Man aphorism, Uncle Ben, paraphrasing Uncle Ben, with great wealth comes great responsibility. So it is wonderful that UAE is a developed country, and it has the ability to not just be a champion in sustainable finance, but also help the region and the world in terms of the most pressing challenge that humanity faces ever. I could easily say in a century, not really, In the entire history of humanity, we've never had a challenge like this. So Dubai and the United Arab Emirates stepping up to the challenge and playing that role of a nucleus around sustainable finance. As His Excellency the Governor rightly pointed out, it's already leading in Sukuk finance and other spaces, but in terms of global sustainable finance, I think it has an even greater potential to play the role of a catalyst. And the second thing is that it has great convening power, not just because it is hosting COP28, but it has had great convening power primarily based on its outsized ambitions. I say outsized ambitions because there is no other city in the world, if you take the case of Dubai, that has transformed itself in the way it has over the last few decades. And that clearly speaks to not just its ambitions, but its ability to convert ambitions to reality. And that's why Dubai has a significant role to play I would even go on to say, a predominant role to play in popularizing sustainable finance, catalyzing the kind of opportunities that will not just bring Dubai to the world, but the world to Dubai.
Thank you, Satya. And just building on this, so forging partnerships is really important, but we will see challenges along the way. So, Bernd, I will turn to you and ask you for your views about global trends, but also challenges that we are all facing when it comes to sustainable finance.
I think on a global level, it's clear that sustainability, or ESG at large, is a very important factor in every business decision, not just for banks, but I think for companies at large. That's a fact. That's happening today. Also, I think on a global level, it's clear that regulation is there. Regulation will be expanded further, but regulation is already there, and banks globally are complying with that regulation. And I think building on those global trends, when I look at the UAE and Dubai, it's clear that we need to do more. We as banks, in a partnership, and really like the emphasis on partnerships in banks, together with the government, the private sector, to create even more awareness. Because we really, and as true for us at CBD as for anybody else, we have to create more awareness about the action that needs to be taken and the importance of taking that action now. So we will continue to work with our clients in providing sustainable finance, ESG-linked solutions. I think that's very important. The second thing that is happening already is that regulation in the region, in the UAE, is catching up. Our prime regulator is the Central Bank of the UAE, and I think they've been extremely active in this space and are really regulating us at a global standard. So that I think, is the second very important trend that we see in the region. At our level, at CBD, we really try to contribute to this. We launched earlier this year our first green bond. Landmark size issue for us, very important in our journey towards sustainability, and we have started a transformation program and really want to be able to work with all of our clients in providing them the sustainable finance solutions that they need.
Thank you very much for that, Bernd. I think maybe staying with the topic of challenges, Satya, if I turn to you and ask about how do you see the integration within the ecosystem in Dubai between sustainable initiatives and sustainable finance?
Well, I think the lesson to be drawn is from what is happening globally. There's a lot of supply-side conversations happening, and I was myself leading some of those conversations when I was Assistant Secretary General at the UN. So you have principles of responsible investment, principles of responsible insurance, principles of responsible banking, the Net Zero Asset Owners Alliance, but these are all supply-side conversations. If money could solve our problems, the global GDP last year was $105 trillion. So money is not a problem. There is very little happening on the demand side, because when we talk about nature-based solutions, investing in bringing back nature, our ecosystems, healing it for the benefit of humanity and all of the species, it is a long-drawn, very hard process. Getting together stakeholders, these stakeholders are not 5 or 10 wealthy people. These are billions of people that live at the bottom of the pyramid. So how do you bring them together and build these virtuous partnerships that they actually understand everything in the same sense that is expected, and they understand the significance of what they are doing by coming together? And that is a lot of hard work. And that's why the supply side really needs to be focused on. The same way we have done, we've talked a lot about mitigation in terms of the carbon conversation, very little about adaptation. Now we're at a place we must focus on adaptation, because if we adapt, we will mitigate, because adaptation comes with mitigation. So it's understanding the pathways in a more meaningful way is extremely important. And so that lesson, so Dubai could actually be a hub of creativity in that space, bringing ideas together, finding the kind of champions that really can take those ideas to fruition, finding the resources, sometimes just catalytic capital. I'll share with you an example. A few years ago, We worked in Indonesia to help Indonesia protect a 400,000 hectare forest landscape, which is almost six times the size of the country Singapore. And we were able to do that, and it's a $400 million project, the world's first private investment in protecting a forest. The partnership was with Michelin, the tire company, BNP Paribas, the bank, United Nations, the World Agroforestry Center, Aiden Capital, and a lot of other actors. And we were able to do that by focusing on people. The project employs 50,000 people directly and indirectly. Because if you don't focus on people, then you can have very nice ideas, because people destroy forests. Animals don't. So if you bring them on board and you build that social compact, and actually 6 years later, that project is the most successful such project on the planet. At the time we started the conversation, nobody thought this is even a possibility. So it is possible. But you know, you need to find the champions, you need to bring them together, and all of that $400 million investment was possible by a catalytic team that spent roughly about $500,000. So everybody wins, actually, and people get returns. The forest is living and thriving, no deforestation whatsoever since that project started. 50,000 people taken care of, and they are now the protectors and stewards of the forest. So it is possible, but it's very hard, and you need that catalytic resources. So Dubai can actually play a significant role in being that catalytic player in that space. It's not a lot of money, but it's good intent and it's very strong determination that I want to make a difference, and I'll play that part effectively.
Thank you, Satya. And I think everyone here in the room will agree that it's not only about the environment.